We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This gonna be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Did she get donkey today? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
We're donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 17th goes to Akash Majumdar. I think I pronounced his name
definitely
right.
Definitely didn't pronounce that right.
I don't think
did
I did.
Not.
But he's 28 years old and hails from India, okay? Now, it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday! You're not going to do it with me?
Well, where are we going?
I'm going to do it again, and all I want you to participate, okay?
All right. Cool.
It's Friday, so you know what that means. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday! Okay? And listen, I'm not here to kink shame anyone.
Okay.
All right, I know folks have all types of fetishes and sexual attractions, but we have to be honest, people. You're putting too many things on the menu nowadays.
Oh, boy.
All right, folks have way too many choices, all right, way too many options. And at some point, we have to get back to the basics. Salute to In-N-Out Burger. Carrie, you from Los Angeles. You know In-N-Out Burger very well.
I do.
Okay, when I'm on the West Coast, I love In-N-Out Burger. I will not be eating it anymore because I have to get my cholesterol down. But the reason I'm saluting In-N-Out Burger is because they have the most basic menu on the planet. Double cheeseburger, hamburger, fries. Bong. That's it. Now, they got the not-so-secret menu, okay? But there's nothing really crazy on there. Double meat, the 3x3, 4x4, if you really don't give a damn about clogging your arteries and just want to die. But the not-so-secret menu is kind of like these new sexual fetishes people have. Like, I grew up in the 1900s when the menu was basic when it came to sexual desires. Men like women, women like men, men like men, women like men, women like women, okay? Now, it's just a free-for-all nowadays, okay? And it's just like a devil damn Royal Rumble when it comes to rubbing who you want to rub the right way. And this guy, Akash, has added something new to the menu. See, Akash is sexually attracted to what the American government just shot out the sky. No, not the UFOs, the balloon. Yes, Akash is sexually attracted to balloons. He is currently in a high-flying, committed relationship with a bunch of balloons. I'm not making any of this up. Go to the NY Post. The NY Post said he loves these balloons so much that he could burst, okay? He is sexually attracted to inanimate objects. I'm not talking about blow-up dolls. I'm talking about plain old store-bought balloons that you can blow up with your mouth, okay? It's the term for that. I can't pronounce it. Let's hear it.
There are some researchers and psychologists who believe this is maybe just a type of sexual preference. So when we think about heterosexuality, homosexuality, recently there are people who say they're asexual. So they really don't have any sexual preference towards a human being, that this could potentially be thought of as that. So for them, loving, cuddling, very different physical anatomy, that's not part of the picture. I think the only concern I do have is that some of these individuals do have less relationships overall.
That's what
they
it
just
is.
Don't connect well with other human beings. And that is a concern. And that
that's
could
itself be a
Yes. See, this man Akash says what started as a friendship is now inflated into something more. He says he likes the balloon's presence and warmth, and he shares intimate feelings with balloons and vice versa. Let me tell you something, man. This is why humans don't deserve nice things. And by nice things, I mean women and the vaginas that come with them, because we live in an era, arguably the easiest time to get some ass. Okay, whatever kind of ass you want, whether it's man ass, woman ass, ass is easy to attain in 2023. But folks don't even want it because the menu is too broad. Okay, forget the cheeseburger or the double-double. I would like a balloon. All right? Akash, you really need to see a therapist for your commitment issues, okay? Because you are only with these balloons because you know the relationship won't last long. Balloons have a lifespan of between 2 and 5 days. So you fall in love with these balloons, you blow them up, okay? Make them think they're the only one, then pop, all right? I don't respect people who play with folks' hearts or even objects' hearts, all right? You need to tell these balloons you're here for a good time, not a long time, because they aren't even here for a long time. All right, you are only telling these balloons you want to spend the rest of your life with them because you know their life will only last 2 to 5 days, okay? This man Akash said that the balloons should have the freedom. This is an exact quote. He said these balloons should have the freedom and the chance to see the world. And that is the reason why I walk with them everywhere. If you really want a balloon to have freedom and you really want a balloon to see the world, just let the balloon go, okay? That balloon will see more of the world from that view than you ever will, okay? Akash, you so full of it. I know you be gassing these balloons up. All right, saying things like, love is like a balloon, easy to blow up and fun to see grow, but hard to let go and watch fly away. You don't have to let them go, because after 2 and 5 days, they shrivel up and deflate and get flaccid like a 60-plus-year-old artery-clogged penis on their own, okay? We have to stop this, because at some point, Akash is going to be outside the White House protesting because his next blessing is getting shot down by a $500,000 missile. If y'all don't want BLM to turn to Balloon Lives Matter, this man has to be stopped now. Okay, Akash, I'm not judging. I'm just judging. Please give Akash Majumdar the biggest hee-haw. And you know what I would like?
What? I was going to say I don't agree.
Okay, explain.
If he wants to, you know, rub up against a balloon, as long as he owns that balloon and he wants to change the balloon every day, sometimes helium, sometimes yellow, sometimes blue, sometimes red, sometimes black, I'd rather he do it with a balloon than something else that...
Yeah, but don't gas the balloon up. Don't blow the balloon up and make the balloon think that, you know, the balloon is the only one when you know that balloon is only going to be around for 2 to 5 days.
Does the balloon have feelings?
Have you ever spoke to a balloon?
It sounds asked? Like a man out of his prime, correct? Am I wrong? Am I wrong in this case?
It does sound like a man out of his prime. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He's out of his prime.
I do want guys like Akash to have these fetishes towards objects.
Fetishes.
What did I say?
Fetishes.
These people that have these
I do want a guy to have his feces.
These people who have these fetter lines towards objects. I want them to at least try some ass. Just try some ass. Any ass. Man ass, woman ass. Just try it. I promise you.
Maybe he did.
I don't believe that. And you swear it's so easy to get.
Ass is so easy to get. If this man's hollering at balloons, ass is not easy for him to get.
But that, you might be right. I just want him to try it. If you try it and you still want the balloons, that's on you.
For sure.
But just try it. Try some flesh.
Try it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what this gentleman looks like?
Yes, I've seen pictures.
Can we play a game?
No, we will not play a game. Because if we play a game, I promise you, what Claudia said yesterday.
Okay. All right, enough said.
What Claudia said yesterday, that we had to bleep, you don't want those problems.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Okay, touche. Touche.
Something happened.
Touche.
I missed it.
I don't even want to quote Jay-Z girls, right?
No. All right, when we come back, Natori Norton will be joining
us.
That's
right.
She's in a new flick called 88.
Executive produced by me. That's out in theaters today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk to him when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.